The Taliban in Afghanistan. The Taliban is an Islamic fundamentalist group known for their harsh rules and abuse of human rights. Despite this, they returned to power in Afghanistan in 2021, after the stationing of U.S.-led forces ended. Unfortunately, they immediately started killing politicians, policemen, journalists, or anyone closely related to the former government. There is also concern that Afghanistan will now become a safe haven for terrorists. Gardner, 2021. In addition, due to the struggling economy, a lot of Afghans have tried to leave their country. In some ways, the nature of the Taliban over these past three decades has changed. This is an analysis from the perspectives of religion and ethno-nationalism. As an organization, the Taliban was one of the most extreme and destructive who followed a strict religious ideology. They emerged from the Afghan War with the former Soviet Union, 1978 to 1992, after the new government in Afghanistan failed to establish order and security. Around 1994, the group mainly consisted of former fighters associated with Islamic schools who strictly followed a fundamental Islamic law. They began to capture and secure local areas, and by 1996, the Taliban had taken the capital city, Kabul, and were in control of most of the country. However, they faced severe resistance from other ethnic groups due to their strict religious ideology, laws, and brutal control of the population. While fighting against the U.S. and NATO forces at the beginning of the 21st century, the Taliban's motivations can also be classified as ethno-nationalistic. After the 9/11 attacks on the U.S. in 2001, the U.S. started a war in Afghanistan. The goal was to kill Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and prevent the Taliban from protecting him. During the conflict, resistance against the U.S.-led forces increased and encouraged people to join both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, not because of Islamic fundamentalist ideology, but because of anti-U.S. sentiment. As a result, with the support of the general public, a large number of Taliban soldiers covered 60% of the country, spreading deep into the countryside and mountainous areas, Swiss Info 2008. Thus, they could fight advantageously. In conclusion, the various motivations of terrorism can often overlap, depending on the circumstances. The Taliban was initially a religious fundamentalist group, but later adopted ethno-nationalism to fight against foreign influences. Some have considered the recent revival of the Taliban as a global failure of the Western world. In any case, if the Taliban's goal is to create a new sovereign state system, it will be difficult for them to remain terrorists. Afghans are unlikely to accept a terrorist group, even if they agree with its religious and ethno-nationalist beliefs. In order to succeed, they must stop killing people and begin cooperating with existing political systems.